Greetings, friends. Today I want to look at the theme of surrendering ourselves to the silence as a way of falling into grace, falling into God. We tend to cling so hard to our ideas of who God is and who we are and what life is about. And I know I probably say this quite a bit, but it's because it's such a sticky world in our minds. And I find that I myself get so trapped in it so readily that I have to keep revisiting this and keep acknowledging this in myself, how hard I cling to my mind's notion of what life is about. And our idea of knowing has become so very mind dominated, and so we don't know how to know without words or thoughts. It's something that when we first hear that, it sounds so foreign to us because we haven't really been inducted into this way of knowing, especially in the West and in our Western expression of Christianity. In fact, for many of us, our inner domain is so unfamiliar and unexplored that it feels quite terrifying to let go of our mind's control and way of organizing our lives. We fear that we'll somehow lose control or even open ourselves to something malign or destructive. And this is why contemplative teaching uses words like surrender and let go over and over, because this movement involves a deep step of faith, entrusting ourselves to the holding presence of God, in whom we already live and move and have our being. Grasping onto our mind's conception of the world to keep ourselves in safe territory somehow is really to place more trust in our minds and in our small selves than placing our trust in God. There's that familiar verse in Psalm 46, verse 10, that reads, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. And this be still and know means just that. Be still. Enter the quiet places beneath the world of the thoughts, where our knowing gives way to a quiet trust. This doesn't mean stopping the mind from thinking. That's physiologically impossible. The mind's just doing that all the time. But it involves becoming aware of the silence that resides at a deeper level of knowing, at a deeper level of our being, beneath our thoughts and emotions. And it involves allowing ourselves to rest into that silence. An analogy that I like to use of our lives, you know, as our minds understand them, is that of boats floating on the surface of the water that grip our attention so tightly so that we forget the vast ocean that they are floating in, that is supporting these boats of our lives. And these boats tend to feel so fragile. Our lives just feel on the edge of falling apart a lot of the time. And we feel so threatened by the turbulence of the water's surface, with the waves of our life circumstances lapping at us, sometimes feeling quite threatening, sometimes wildly tossing us about, threatening to engulf our lives. And we try so hard to keep our boats afloat and safe and dry. And this occupies so much of our time and energy makes us so anxious, so fragile, that we forget the childlike joy of diving off this boat and swimming freely and playfully in the ocean of God, of mercy, of being. We forget that we can not only breathe underwater, but can thrive, freely twisting and turning about in joy and aliveness as we surrender ourselves to this deep, vast ocean of God's grace, God's love, God's being who holds us in being. At the surface boat level of consciousness, there's a hard boundary between ourselves and others, between ourselves and God, and between life and death. But as we surrender ourselves more freely to this oceanic presence, as we surrender to the silence and become familiar with this habitat, our boundaries gradually begin to dissolve. We don't force this dissolution, we can't. That's again the small self trying to get something right. We simply surrender, let go, and allow. And this starts gradually happening to us through God's presence and action within us. And then we find experientially that we wash into God and God washes into us. Cynthia Bourgeau describes that as we move towards center, our own being and the divine being become more and more mysteriously interwoven. And the great mystic Meister Eckhart said that there's in the soul a something in which God dwells, and there is in the soul a something in which the soul dwells in God. This language that is trying to explain this mystery of interbeing, of God washing into us and us washing into God in these depths of our being. And so as we surrender ourselves to the silence of these inner depths, we discover experientially that we are already, always in God, that there is no end to this holding, no boundary between us and this loving presence, and no boundary between us and one another. And so there's no place where we stop belonging. And we discover that not even death can rip us from this home we have in God. This becomes a deep knowing in the depths of our being, which changes everything, changes everything. So this is going to be our theme for this morning, surrendering ourselves to the silence, to the quiet, mysterious and vast holding embrace of God, letting go of our somethingness to surrender to God's apparent nothingness. And in so doing, allowing ourselves to be awakened to these depths and reminded that we are more at home here than in the small fragile boats that we imagine our lives to be. So let's do this morning together. Lord, we come to choose to let go of our fragile hold on trying to control our lives, trying to keep this fragile boat of the self fixed and floating and dry and safe. Forgetting that all along, beneath the surface level of our lives, there is this vast oceanic presence dwelling in our very depths, calling to us to come back, come home, to surrender our small selves to discover our truest self. Our being that is held in being, in your being. And so we come to choose to dive off the edge of this little boat, to surrender ourselves to the silence, to the quiet but faithful holding of this ocean of your presence. And we come to invite you to come and do this work of dissolving the small sense of self that we try to protect and defend, so that more and more we find our home in you, and we find that this becomes the place we come from, the secure place that is rooted and anchored in your love, in your being. So here we are. Be with us in this time as we surrender ourselves to the silence, to you, our beloved God. Amen.